How you feeling, bro? You feeling a little spicy today, dog?
Dude, spicy
guy's on fire today, huh?
It's because Weiser didn't send in the video, the article, the ad roll for Barista Mag, and they're pushing the article to June, July.
Oh, it's not part of SCA anymore?
Because he didn't send in the friggin' ad that we were supposed to send in. He missed his deadline.
Dang.
So she was like, yeah, hey guys, she's all, we're going to move it because like it's a long article, but also you guys didn't send the ad roll. So you're trying to be nice. I'm like, cool. Well, it's fine. I was real excited about it, but it'll just come on my birthday. Wait, I'll move my excitement to my birthday month.
Weiser's going to have the best time editing this one right now.
Have fun, Weiser. Check your email, dog.
Here's pro tip, Weiser. Okay. When Jared gets grumpy, we're all unhappy.
That's okay. Fine, dude. No. just daylight savings. I'm making sure I get up early.
If you could do me a favor, keep this guy happy.
It's fine, dude.
Come on.
No, that's the only reason. I'm spicy because I'm sleepy, honestly.
May, I went into the cafe. This was Friday, maybe Thursday. May was on bar. I said, what's up with that espresso Jared is pulling? I said, I don't know. I haven't had any of it. What's up with it? And she said, I don't know. Dulce just came in and said, I need espresso, but I need Johnson to make it for me. Not the stuff that Jared's making.
I don't even know what that means.
I haven't
even made espresso.
I don't know. I was just going to ask you what... What's up with the espresso?
Sounds like Dulce doesn't know what she's talking about either.
Were you making espresso on the QC?
I have not made
espresso
in a few weeks. No,
what?
At least.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I was like, oh, maybe he's, because you were roasting.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, he's been doing some, whipping up some special batches. So maybe he was just doing a test.
We haven't even pulled any espresso.
Test run. Dang.
She's not going to get a bad espresso from me, dude. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not even saying she was saying you were going to get a bad espresso.
Maybe she was trying to make a joke. Dulce might have been making a joke.
Might have been making a joke.
She makes a lot of jokes.
Maybe May wasn't ready for it because she's all, oh, Dulce's in leadership, dude. I got to pay attention. I'll find
Dulce
her.
My gut feeling was Dulce was maybe QCing something, so she needed the standard answer. Like, I'm QCing an answer shot, so I got to get answer. I can't.
These are good questions.
Can't have any.
I was
fancy
steaming some
espresso.
Milk, so maybe she thought I was making espresso.
Yeah, it's probably just jokes gone bad.
Or Johnson was on bar. Maybe she thought I was pulling shots and she wanted to make sure that Johnson was pulling it so she didn't get a shot. Like, she got a shot from a barista.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if she was on the QC train, maybe that's what it
was. If you
were
steaming milk, maybe she
thought,
maybe
she thought I was pulling Johnson shots. Gives me the shot because I'm trying to QC.
He's all, I'm about to go tell Mark what's really up here, dude. And I can't tell him about Jared because he's not even in here.
Trying to get some respect over here.
RSP. Yeah, no, I haven't pulled espresso. I'd like to.
You
I pulled one
coffees,
shot
though.
Of espresso for my own... for my own latte art thing when Johnson ran to the back, but I wasn't making coffee. That would have been cool,
though. What would you have been roasting?
I roasted Mataro, I roasted Foley, and I roasted, not Gutierrez. Mexico. Starts with a G. Natural.
Oh, the Yvette Perez?
Yvette, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a baller.
Yeah. Yvette with a G, everybody, in case you want to
get the
result. They're all, what's Givette? I think it's either Givette or Givette. But anyway, those three. And I'll taste some espresso later this week. Looking forward to it.
Going
to
be SCA coffees?
And hopefully, yeah. There's a couple others, too. We cut Nalin Guzman, which may come as well, but TBD. I'll have to roast those. I'll connect with our friend Andre after this and talk, or tomorrow. I didn't see him in the roastery.
Kira's been putting together our schedule.
Oh, yeah? What's the schedule
looking
like? Booth
schedule. It's, some of them are settled in, like Created Co., and then some of them are up in the air still where we've been approved for the booth, but the times aren't.
Booth approved?
Dialed in. But I think in the next week, we'll have a good idea.
Who's going to be at the booths?
I don't even know who's going to be where. I just looked at it from afar, so I didn't get the detailed, but I mean... I'm assuming it'll be a little bit like last year because we'll be having enough people to run a couple different booths at the same time.
Oh divide shit. And conquer.
Cloud multiple
everywhere.
Booths.
So once we have the kinks worked out, maybe next week or two on the podcast, we'll give you a heads up.
Sneak.
Maybe we can, we'll post a printout or something.
Yeah, we will.
Post a little link to where you can find us at
we
SCA.
We could do a little treasure map.
Chicago, yes.
Yeah.
We'll put the hidden stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and then if you find us all at the right times, you get a prize. It'll be like a high five scavenger hunt.
If you find any one of us, nothing happens. But if you find us all together.
Yeah, exactly. At these places during these windows.
Then you might get in a little magic zone.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool idea.
Somebody might have to sprint from one place to the other to get them. It's like,
only
it's a two-parter. Yeah, you get a check off on this one and a check off on that one. And if you get there in time, booyah.
Then they get a passport.
Big step. Old school.
Pretty psyched.
Cool, man. That's going to be fun. Thanks, Kira.
It is going to be fun.
Crushing it.
Kira's going to come with us too.
Is that where the couch question came from?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, but there's definitely couches in there for sure. These are facts.
She's not going to have to sleep on a couch.
No, that's good. She's got a thought. Kira, you're on the... It was a great question, though. I was like, I think so.
Yeah. Really
great. I can send you that, though, if you want.
Really great piece of teamwork where I pulled Weiser out and I said, hey, Kira's almost been here for 3 years. She hasn't been anywhere. It would be really cool for her to go and see how we interact with the industry because she's responsible for telling a lot of our story. And I think that, you know, that bridge would be rad. And he, without me even saying anything, he's all, I'll stay home. It's fine. She can have my room. And I was like, well, I was just going to say, you know, if you wouldn't mind couching up, everybody can go. And he's all, okay, yeah, cool. I can do that. But he was classic leadership. He was just ready to step down.
You know what?
Put his employee on the pedestal and make it pop.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That or is just looking forward to 4 or 5 weeks without anyone else in the department around.
Yeah, he's all.
He's all, I'm about to be here by myself. Yeah,
I can finally get into it.
Not missing any of those deadlines when there's no one to distract me.
Whose sunnies are these, dude?
Those are probably June's, okay. Maybe.
I'm gonna say you got some cool little kid sunnies sitting there on the table.
Kids, yeah.
Okay. Those are great. There are colors too.
One of the Beeline kids. Yeah, that's awesome. Can't wait to taste some of the coffee.
Same. I'm looking forward to it.
I
like roasting it.
Or what'd you do?
I nailed it. Truly? that's what I did. I nailed it. No flicks. Nice, good curves. Reducing RORs. Everything was great. And not super high temps and semi high development. It was. They just look really good.
Buttery smooth.
How high is high?
Like temperature wise?
No, development.
Oh, the Kenyan coffee is 24%.
Shaw boy.
Yeah. And then the other two are 20-22.
Nice.
Right in there. Mm-hmm. The Fully I could do a little bit better, but at the same time I was like pretty happy with the whole situation.
How different is that development percentage from the standard profile?
A fair amount. Fully is like 18% normally, I think. The other two, same, like between 18 and 20.
Yeah, it's 18 to 20 is the range.
That's when they're usually sitting, so they're higher. And the time's not more, maybe like 20 seconds more tops. So it
more
should be.
More area under the curve.
More area, yeah. I like the area under the curve.
And they're just real smooth. Then there's no flat spots, and that felt good.
How's the
75? On the 25? Were you doing 75?
I did them on the 75.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was great. Easy to use. I mean, it didn't feel terribly different. I was also, it's just the way we roast. I was just doing it all, paying attention to like the numbers and being intuitive, which I know is like, I don't know. I geek out on that stuff. I think differently than a lot of people do, even other roasters. So like I'm pretty intense and like, trying to anticipate things based on reading the ROR and stuff like that.
What do you think? Got excited.
I was just curious if you feel like you have to anticipate more on the 75 because it moves slower.
No, nothing felt terribly different, honestly.
The team was saying that it's easier to use, if anything.
It might
be. The feedback that I've been getting from the crew is that once you got a feel for it, it's more predictable.
It seemed pretty predictable. Like
or
it
responsive.
Did what I wanted it to do. Yeah. I mean, we were also roasting 60-pound batches versus, you know, higher, like 70. Some of the time they're doing 70-pound batches in there, which is pretty big for 75.
Yeah, maybe that would...
Could change things. Down,
but I mean, still, it's like, I think there's just a ton of gas pumping through there. There's
plenty of power in that thing.
Pow.
There's definitely power in that thing. It's fun. I mean, I like it. A couple of the maneuvers are a little different, but like... You know, whatever, guys.
You were inverted?
It was definitely the... One of them is inverted, actually. It's the... Anyway, they're both like in funky spots, and then you need to drop the thing by pushing the button and holding it down. It cools like a mother. Got a lot of suction. A real nice roaster, that SF, dude.
What do you think you do differently than other roasters? You're saying you think about things differently.
I just think that I'm paying maybe paying attention to where things are going and being intuitive about like the forecasting versus kind of like waiting to see, I think, at times. And then I think I'm geeking out on what might happen, and whether it turns out right or not, it always ends up finding, you have to find out in a cup in the end of the day if you're experimenting whatsoever. But like, I don't know, if you're looking to bring environmental temp up at the beginning of the roast, like you don't, there's just a few different ways you can keep it rising in a consistent manner while still doing things that we do, you know, in terms of damper and fan and temperatures. Just, you can, yeah, you can watch these things, and you can watch like ROR to determine the actual temp, you know, and the number per 30 seconds, right? And just make your moves based on things like utilizing all that information. And I'm not sure everybody does that. At least from what I'm experiencing in my past, I do it a lot. I do, yeah, I kind of geek out on it. I'm sure people do. I can't be, I mean, it's not like I'm an anomaly, but.
Maybe you are. You're the only, you're Neo.
Yeah, Neo, dude, for sure. There's only one.
I'm Neo, guys.
I'm totally Neo. No, it's not that. Different. I just think I was paying attention to it, and it makes, you can make things really clean and smooth. I mean, we did that when we started the company.
But I think you have a gift for like being able to hold a lot of different numbers in your mind at the same time. Maybe. While still anticipating like where you want to go.
Yeah, I think I can put it together kind of quick.
Yeah.
So I think being able to look at a blue ROR number with two curves and have, yeah, gas number, airflow number, damper number, and just, yeah, being able to be like, well, if I'm going to do, maybe I'm not going to mess with all three of these at the same time. Maybe I'm just going to open the damper up based on what's happening over here. Something like that. That's what I was doing. It turned out great.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like Neo. Everyone else is trying to dodge the matrix. Yeah, dude. Everyone else is trying to dodge agents, and you just see source code.
Well, we are trying to connect to source energy. That is pretty much what we're looking to do. Based on this podcast, that's our whole goal, is connect to source.
Fully connected to source.
Yeah, dude.
So you're connected to source roasting energy.
We'll find out. I still have to taste them. They just look.
Are you going to taste them? Friday?
Friday's the latest, but I might taste. Yeah. For sure, Friday.
Eli's been pulling espresso on Friday.
I know. It's going to be great. That's what we're going to connect.
10 o'clock?
That's what we're going to, yeah. We'll do that at the same time as we talk about stuff.
Yeah, I'll show you guys a thing or two.
Yeah, dude, we'll get in there, dude. That's where you see your source energy.
I get source espresso energy. I got a great new espresso book. I got a...
Keep making the lever pull. You're getting a lever.
I got a... Choo-choo train, dude.
I got a Faema book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, chronicling the company from 45 or 48 to 2010. Got a... lady on the cover with the lever machine.
Hell yeah, she does.
Pretty stoked. I can't remember the guy's name. There's some dude somewhere in Italy. I think it starts with an M. He's got a huge espresso machine museum.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty tight.
Like one of the largest collection of vintage espresso machines in the world, if not the largest. And it's open by appointment only. But he restores old espresso machines, and he writes all these books. And this is one of them. I don't know if it's one of the newer ones. One that I want to get is older. It's him chronicling espresso from the very beginning. So it's like 1901 to 1960 something, but it's out of print now, and used, they go for like $250
eBay.
So I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
But that's the cheapest I found it for, is $250.
Whoa.
This is a big, thick book. This is like $100 something, but I found it somewhere in Sacramento for $50-$60.
Are you gonna send it to you, or are you gonna go get it?
It's really sick. I got it.
Oh,
I got it. It came in the mail, and it's so awesome. It's super thick. That's, and it's huge. Got a written history, but then it's just got so many epic pictures and design drawings.
Hell,
and
yeah,
weird schema. I'm just in the zone.
That's like, yeah,
I'm gonna go search for
blueprints
for Italian espresso. It's my calling for sure.
Then we can make an Italian espresso bar.
I know.
You got the whole making of it right here.
I told Kent Bacchios, like, I'm going to get a E61 machine and gut it out because the back looks super sexy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stuff a GB5 into it, essentially.
Perfect.
And that's
framed.
That's one of the things I'm going to do. That's one of the things I'm going to do.
Hell yeah, dude.
Amongst other things.
You put the body on the other thing.
So I've been espresso machine shopping for things I can't afford, but I'm pretty psyched on it.
podcast tour, Italy, 2025.
Man. Oh my gosh.
That'd be fun.
Super sick. I would love to do it. I'm going to
Japan.
Just Italy.
I'd like to go there too.
Late 2024.
Japan. Chuck's constantly trying to get to Japan.
Yeah. Let's go, dude.
Yeah, you said you wanted to go, dude.
I do. Japan.
All the ramens and the sushis.
But yeah, there were some interesting things. So there's this one thing in the book. This is in the era of sometime mid-50s. But there is a home espresso machine that literally looks exactly like the Flair espresso machine, where you press down on these handles and it makes espresso. You put the hot water in yourself. I'm just like, that's the exact same thing that someone invented like 60 years later. It's wild, bro.
You think,
can you get one somewhere? Like, so there's some like estate sale somewhere with like a old lady.
The original.
What people are saying is that it's, the used market's weird, and the best way to find things is to A, know somebody, or B, if you go to Italy, someone might just have something that's been sitting in a basement or locked in a shed that they just haven't thought about. So I guess because, you know, they don't have as much space there as we do in the U.S., anything that was designed or manufactured pre-war, a lot of that stuff got scrapped because they used the metal.
Yeah.
All resources go to the war.
Yeah.
And then some of the stuff that got put away during that time, some of it just got forgotten about.
Does Italy have like that show like in the US where you can go bid on storage lockers?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, dude.
You just bid on some random dude's basement. Yep.
What is that called?
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars. It's like swamp people.
Yeah. I would be so,
like, that'd be so different.
I would be so into it.
It'd be so much more cool stuff over there. Yeah, totally. You find such better things than over here.
Like, yeah.
Cool. More taxidermy to raccoons. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, I really want to get, I was thinking about the bodega, which I've talked about many times. So I'll talk about it again.
The bodega.
Because I want to talk about it. We have our roasting space.
True.
And at some point, we're supposed to put in
supposedly.
Yeah, we're,
we may do something.
We may have to put in a retail facing situation. So my dream is to have the Santa Cruz Beach Bodega, East Coast inspired bodega, but with everything you would need to go to the beach, that's all branded Cat and Cloud.
Ours, yeah.
Really cool and interesting. So if you're on the west side and you're going to Natural Bridges and you're like, oh, I need a skim board or a body board, or I need shorts or a towel, flip-flops, or I need sunglasses or flip-flops, or anything that you would need to go to the beach, including maybe a picnic basket or snack kit or whatever, you could get at the beach bodega. Just, you know, small square footage, just a certain amount of all those essentials. And then to have an espresso machine in there that serves a really, really small menu. Maybe it's just traditional Italian menu. And maybe it's not even for sale. Maybe it's like you buy something from the bodega and the espresso's on the house and have some sort of interesting machine in there. And maybe the machine rotates every few months or every 6 months.
That's what you're like, starting to collect for right
now. It's like we're building out these projects that take a while, and then we'll throw it on the bar, and then the whole, you know, you get a rotating shift in the bodega and you get to play with whatever weird ass lever machine's going on at that time.
Yeah. So maybe would it have to be plumbed in, or you could do like a not plumbed in espresso situation?
I mean, you could do it not plumbed in. Plumbed in's preferred, but I mean, we have water in the space. Yeah,
so get yourself a water tank.
It wouldn't be hard to run
5 gal
a line.
Yeah.
Because the lab machine's plumbed in.
Mm-hmm.
So
we could, I want to just twist on, twist off, but you could also just drop it into the
old school bucket
like we used to. Like when they go to, when you do every event, you know, it's 5 gallon bucket under there. Feed it and feed the waste tube. Waste tube.
You'd have to, if we didn't plumb in a drain, you'd have to like empty the bucket every day, which always sucks, but it's not the worst thing ever.
No.
You got all your other utilities there.
In fact, somebody could take it home and make some coffee flavored ricotta with the old extra milk.
Skim it on the cheese. Anyway, that's just my dream.
That's just one of, just one of my dreams.
Just putting
start
it out.
Collecting the espresso machines.
Putting
dude.
It out into the world right there.
We got half the battle right here in all these cars. We could do it. We could almost do something in here.
Oh, we could definitely do something in here.
Yeah.
Well, Nick wants to put in a coffee bar. We're in a warehouse with a bunch of cars.
Yeah, we are.
Fancy cars.
There are fancy cars right now. They're very cool. We should get that. How are you gonna? What's your next purchase with the espresso machine, dude? How are you gonna find one?
I don't know. So that guy sells them.
He's got to know where to find some, right?
So he sells, the dude with the museum sells some restorations. I think James, I haven't watched it yet, but James Hoffman did a video series, and they built his. It's a Faima Presidente model. It's a two group lever. They have a few.
Okay,
but what I'd like to do is just scour eBay for something cheap.
Yeah.
That has just been forgotten and just kind of build it up. I really want an E61.
The gearhead.
Yeah. You seen those? Do you know what that
They're definitely cool looking.
They're really cool looking.
They're amongst, if not the cool, some of the sexiest out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so curious because I'm thinking back to like when I lived in Ethiopia and just pretty much everywhere you went in had a lever machine, but probably not.
I mean,
like
there was...
I mean, even probably today, still you walk into places. I mean, I was there, 2010, like every other cafe I went to had a lever machine.
I can't remember one.
If you want to go scour, you might be able to make a cash offer.
Yeah, I don't think a lever machine in and of itself wouldn't be hard to find. You know what I mean? It's just finding.
Also, yeah, they don't know how old these could. They could be pretty old as well if you're looking for an old one.
Yeah, I think the 60s is the way to go. Here's the back of a E61. It's just a really cool.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
I learned on a lever machine to make espresso because that was the people from.
Keys?
No. It was like a Pavoni, I think, of some kind, probably.
Propane powered one. That one?
No. My dad's shop. That was what he had.
White coffee.
I just don't remember. Yeah, dude, white coffee was
in there. White coffee.
Hold it down for 5 seconds and let it go, dude.
So fun.
I know. Just like nice and slow.
Case is coming out with a new single group lever.
Really?
At World of Coffee. Yeah.
Good on him.
Want to play with it. Just want everything. Just want it all.
I want to play with it.
I want this. I want that.
Where's World of Coffee? Is it always the same?
I think this is in Italy. I can't remember. This might even be in Korea or something.
Oh,
you just move Eleanor's room into like the living room. Just take her bedroom.
Get a coffee bar going
and make it a coffee.
I have a coffee company, but to express myself,
I've built a coffee bar to our fifth location.
There was some dude in I think New York who had a skate shop in his room.
Whoa.
You could go in and like he would just curate a selection of goods. So you kind of knock or text and you come through and you go into his house and you can buy stuff.
We sell your shit on eBay store.
It's like one of those weird New York things to do.
Yeah.
That could be you.
It's
that sounds
fun.
Right up your alley.
I don't want a skate shop.
Or out of your garage.
Garage would be sick.
Yeah.
One of my other dreams is to have a fully finished garage and it can be my office and little auto shop and then I'll have espresso in there.
You're making progress, right?
I've reorganized my garage.
Yeah.
Because last time I got my toolbox and now it's just fully dialed in. I'm pretty psyched.
275 pounds, dude.
Yeah. Jared helped me lift it. It was no joke.
No, it was definitely heavy. It was definitely full of weight. And it didn't have anything in there. I was surprised. Yeah. Very sturdy, well-made shit.
What are your coffee dreams, Chuck? I'm
living it.
I'm living it. Drink it, roast it, have it. Brew it.
Yeah, dude, this... I could do it all. I'm just living in a happy place right now.
How did you get there?
How do you get there?
I'm not joking.
Give me the map. Give me the map.
How did you get there?
What? How did I get there?
No, I mean, what makes you... So one of my things is this, I'm always in this wanting more zone. You know?
Yeah.
For as good as my days are... Oftentimes I can realize, oh, okay, yeah, that was a really awesome day. I got to hang out with people I enjoyed. I got to do this, that, and the other. But then I'm just, I don't know. I feel like there's something more.
I get to hang out with people I enjoy. I get to do work that I enjoy and find meaningful. I have like flexibility and freedom in my schedule. I have, right? I don't know. That's just like the work part. Then it's like I go home, I've got my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Family, kids, wife, family. Yeah, I get to take trips to do things that, you know, what coffee related or not, right? It's like I really, you know, Dulce is doing, I think, a lot of the trips this year, but, you know, the ability to go to Guatemala and see partners there, the ability to go to Honduras, to go to Colombia. Yeah, I really enjoy those experiences and connecting with people as well. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I think that's just such a big part of it, is that I really, I mean, even during the pandemic, I got to come in every day as we're a necessary business.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, we are.
So necessary.
You know, it's like
so necessary.
Everyone else, like, that would drive me crazy to be stuck at home. I know some people like love working from home, but it's like I came into the office every day during the pandemic, and there are a few other people who did as well. And so even then, got to be around people, do work that I enjoy, build something that I like. I feel like we're always building something here, and like I enjoy that process of feeling like we continue to build something. Enjoy working, dude. It's like you guys are like a big part of my happy days, right? Like I enjoy the conversations we have, the debates we have,
on the debate team.
Yeah. 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 The back and forth that we have.
We got some master debaters. there's no joke there. That's I don't know what you guys
Chuck
are
was saying. We need to get the hot topics, because I was so bummed when you guys were debating sample roasters or sample roasting style or etiquette or whatever you call it. I was just like, fuck, I wish we recorded that whole thing. Everyone was on so much fire. I was like, this is prime time. Yeah. Chuck's like, we got to make a list of things that we all disagree
turn
on.
Turn into like a hot take, like a sports show, like, where they like sit down before and they like ask
Shaq
stupid
and the bros.
Questions and have
Shaq
take,
and Charles
make people
Barkley.
Take they like the opposite sides of the arguments.
They do, and they're like, oh,
go
yeah.
get after it.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything in your day that sticks out as or one part of your work that you value? It's like the icing on the cake, like the most rewarding part of the job for you.
Icing on the cake. Dude, one thing I really like to see are one, like, so I super appreciate the time that people spend with us, like that people could work anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Tenure.
And so I super appreciate the people who have been here like year after year. Mm. You know, I work really every day with Jen Swin, and she's been here since almost the beginning.
Yeah.
Mark has been here a really long time. Herman has been here a really long time. But even somebody like Dulce, she's been here.
Gotta be
three, four years that she's been part of Cat and Cloud, and just a couple of years working with her one-on-one. It's like, I really appreciate that people choose to come spend their time with us. And it's really awesome to see the people who want to stay, but it's also awesome to me if we can have an impact on people's lives personally or professionally, and then they go on to do something else that they love. Because, I mean, I think we've talked about it over and over again. It's like, not everyone can stay and work with us forever, realistically, right? People have things going on in their lives. They have other goals and dreams they want to do. And it's like, I'm super stoked when I see somebody that, you know, used to work here and comes by and they're like telling me what they're doing, and that we had like a small impact on a like positive impact on their lives for what they go on and do. Like I really love that. And to be a part of a business that has an impact in people's lives that way.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like, sprinkle. That's like the stuff I think is really,
that's cherry on top.
That's good cherry for sure. Some good cherry. Coffee, dude. Some good coffee cherry.
Do you have someone like that in your life that made a big impact on you, place that you worked at?
A big impact in terms of?
I mean, so you know, you're pointing towards a couple people that you work really closely with, specifically, like you get to work with Dulce a lot. You've worked with Jen Swin a lot. And over the years, you guys have grown together and you guys have taken on new challenges together. I don't want to claim you're their mentor. You're a mentor, but you're definitely a conduit for opening up new doors. Was there someone at a previous job or any particular previous job that you've had that did that for you, or a job that stuck out as like, this is some way deeply connected to my sense of being, or I feel fundamentally changed after this experience?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've both good and bad, right? I mean, I think sometimes we can learn the most from people that we didn't have the finest experience with in some ways, right? It's like I for sure have a couple of those. I mean, on the positive side, like for sure in terms of learning how a coffee business works and runs, like Mike Iyer would be at the top of the list, who's like my boss at the coffee company that I worked at previously.
Former CFO and CEO, Verve.
Yeah, he was CFO since almost the beginning, and then he spent 8 years as the CEO until just like three, four months ago, Colby took over.
And was he CEO for 8 years?
8 years,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, I'm living a time warp. Dude. I swear.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so, and, you know, just at Verve, working every day with him, he totally, like, took me under his wing, like taught me, you know, it's like I had a pretty solid background in business and finance before, but he really taught me how a coffee business works, and just all the different aspects of it. And just three really, I don't know, intense years of learning there. I mean, 100% set me up to be successful for what we do now.
Should I send him a card?
I'm sure he would.
Thanks,
he would
Chuck.
Love,
thanks.
Sure he would love. Yeah, I mean, I had lunch
well
with.
Done.
Yeah, I
thanks
still
for
see
prepping
him.
The Chuck for us.
Yeah, and that's great. I still see him every once in a while. We had lunch like a couple months ago, and it's just cool to see like what he's up to, and he's just like such a genuine human being. I mean, that's like the positive side, and then it's like you can go to the opposite side of. You can still get positive things out of like the boss I had when I lived in New York and worked for a hedge fund, and just how passionate he was about what we did every day. And he drove super, super hard. I mean, past the line that is likely, you know, a enjoyable workspace, but it's like, even in that environment, it's like you learn passion, you learn striving toward perfection, you learn what it takes to compete in a really competitive environment, like you learn to survive, like there's a lot of like really important skills that I learned from him. And since then, it's like our relationships come, you know, it's a 180 to where we're like good friends now, and he lives down in San Diego now, and if I'm in San Diego, I'll definitely go visit with him and his partner. And he's definitely become more of like, I mean, he was a mentor then, but even say now he's like a
he moved to the
looking
positive
for,
side.
Yeah, <it's> like, the lessons I learned from him, I look forward to receiving versus
you're not
thinking
having, like,
about
panic
while I was
when you get near him.
Sent out of the office to walk around the block.
Walk it off.
Take a lap. Yeah. Take a lap.
Yeah, yeah. That used to be, if we getting yelled at, and then he'd be like, just get out of here. And we'd have to go walk around like a New York City block and then come back, and I'd just kind of be
you find all the
at.
Best food on the block.
Yeah. I mean, you better not take too long to walk around the block.
He's on timing you, but also leave. Kindly leave.
Yeah.
But be
back
shortly.
We need a break. But and some of those things, it's like, dude, for sure, like some of the passion I have comes from like the passion that he showed for what he cared about and what he believed in. So it's like you can get it. I feel like you can get it from both sides.
That's awesome.
True.
That's so legit.
Yeah.
That's definitely bullet. Yeah.
How did you guys end up reconnecting?
So he actually reached out to me after, after I didn't work there anymore. He actually reached out to me to apologize.
No shit.
Yeah. So it's been really cool to see his like personal transformation.
What happened in his life that made him want to do that?
He's all, I got off methamphetamines. Not true. That's not true. I made that.
He's still on meth.
Yeah, he's doing actually really
he's
good.
He's fully way above his meth quota.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to speak for kind of like
if
what
it's too
his,
personal, that's cool.
Yeah, what
yeah,
his journey's been
I
like.
Mean, if
but
it was meth, then it's fine.
But not saying I know that it's meth for sure. Yeah.
Not
I'm
meth.
Just saying meth
did,
keeps coming
I spent
up and where there's
years
smoke, there's
developing
fire.
An immunity to Iocane powder and meth. So
I'm going to say it's like probably like a 30, 20-year-old hedge fund manager in New York, meth's not going to be the first place you're going.
Probably not the first safest bet.
Just doesn't line up with his lifestyle. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I sold all these. I got to take meth for life.
He's all, you know what? I'm sick of this high-end shit. I'm going down.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going down to what they do in Modesto, bro. It's a meth.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you can't speak for him, but he did a good job.
I don't speak for him, but it's like he got to a point in his life where he's kind of like wanted to move in like a different direction.
Yeah.
And just like the personal growth that takes and what he's done has been really cool to see.
That's awesome.
And I think we can all have something in our lives where it's like we can all be better and we can all grow, right, in certain ways. Like Jared, you just got to
stop doing meth finally.
You know?
I mean, if I could. But I mean, once you start.
Have you ever done the long-term reach out apology?
Yeah.
Like reached out to someone in your past and
yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
Multiple bogeys. At least three.
Wow.
Yeah, and it really meant a lot to me because I wasn't expecting, anything. And just from how extreme, that drive is when I was there to just like the empathy and the thoughtfulness and just that he wanted to like get together in person. Also, he wanted to do it in person. It was when I was still living in New York. So he wanted to get together in person and sit down and talk and apologize. I really appreciated that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Now you can go to San Diego.
Yeah. So whenever I'm in San Diego, awesome. I see him and his partner.
Hot chicken sandwiches.
We do a lot.
There's the one down in the thing. I want to call it like Blazing Clucks. That's not it at all. It's a great name.
Oh, wait, Chubbs is the one here.
Yeah, Chubbs is right over here.
Crack Shack.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
I was picturing the big old chicken.
Yeah.
And for some reason I said Chubbs. That's our Santa Cruz local spot.
Crack Shack is the one. That's
Crack
it.
Shack. Eat some chicken and cocktails.
Yeah. Richard Blaze is the chef.
That's why.
Is that his real name?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, as far as we know,
Richard Blaze.
I can look it up. Old Dick Blaze.
Let's go right now. You guys want to go to LA in the next couple of weeks? We should get out of here.
I'm going on Sunday with the girls to Disneyland. So I'll be there.
You didn't tell me, bro?
That was it was a post-breakup impulse buy.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going with the girls. Boom, bang, pow. And then we booked it. And here we're going. Yeah,
Monday?
Monday, Tuesday, come back Wednesday. No, I'm going where my friends from Chico are going for the first time. And I was like, cool, I'll see if I can make it. And then I was like, I'm going, whatever.
All right, I won't invite
you
myself.
Come, you no, can come, the girls.
I'm good at
I don't know how much we'll be hanging out
to
with
things.
Him. No, you're actually welcome.
You're going to be their guide?
No, because they have a young daughter. I'm just going because it was literally an impulse buy. It was just like, we're going. And I was like, well, that's an excuse.
Happy place.
Yeah, I was like, why not?
Dude, heck yeah.
Pull out. And then we're there.
That's awesome.
But that's not proper LA. I was just down in Long Beach, I could go to LA again. It was fun. That's San Diego though, if you're talking Crack Shack when you said that.
Well, no, I know.
We can visit your
I've been craving going to LA. You guys seem like a good crew to go to LA with. We'll go get some
fun
coffee,
place.
Get a haircut.
I
would definitely go see Woody. Woody keeps up with me. We say what up.
Hey, you're good at keeping up with people.
Well, nah, that's just because he's been coaching his son's basketball stuff and then he follows my basketball stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Woody's the man, shout out. But I would love to go get a haircut from that spot. Let's go.
All right. We're brewing it up.
Do it.
It's a good place to end, I feel
Freshly
brewed plans.
Tune in next week.
Next Monday, we'll have our LA plans dialed.
Maybe it's just like an LAX to like Tokyo Haneda Airport.
Yeah, it's pretty close,
like look into it.
Quick stop over for some meth to sell in Tokyo at your friends in San Diego.
Can't wait to go to Tokyo, dude. Tokyo.
Three mules on the run.
Fresh in mind. I think we're going to be making some Tokyo plans in the next couple months.
Yeah, definitely look for drifters.
That's
while
a
we're
what?
Out there.
Dude, I watched Tokyo Drift 2 nights ago.
Forget about a cuh.
No, that's too fast.
Is that too fast? No. Whoops, never mind. Sorry.
Adam, my friend, and I were having an argument about Fast and Furious.
Oh, if the
and he was like Tokyo Drift is the best one. I was like, what? He's like, Paul Walker's not even in it.
Yeah, no.
Vin Diesel has a cameo at the end. He's like, but character development, the story. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it again. Watch it again.
So what do you think after watching it again?
I get his point, and then Han,
still no.
Han makes the movie.
He does.
Who Han is? Han is the guy. And he's just the coolest dude ever. So
not even the main characters make the movie is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but respect. No Bow Wow, no other guy. You're a fucking G, dude. Yeah, for sure. Everybody needs a hero, and now I found mine again.
He thrives, he dies, he survives, he's back, he's dead, he's alive. Who even is that guy?
He just doesn't care. He's eating snacks.
He's always eating snacks because he doesn't want to smoke a cig.
He's probably got like an E61 at home, dude. He's just pulling shots.
Multiple 61s.
One of Han's cars from the Fast 10 movie is on display at this place called Motoring Coffee or Coffee Motoring in LA, which is one of the new trends of places like this, where there's
probably
all these
go next weekend,
and they make espresso.
There you go.
Yeah, they got their little La Marzocco set up, green tile.
And then in real life, he drives a van, and he said so on his little thing.
We'll let you know when we go to LA. You can come meet up with us.
Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, that's the podcast for the week. Thanks so much for listening. If you heard something that inspired you, let us know or tell a friend. These are the types of connections that are the most important to us and that we seek to create every day. If there's something you heard and you want to know more about, send us an email to podcast@catandcloud.com or head to our website, catandcloud.com/podcast, and let us know. While you're on our site, check out everything we have to offer. Dive deep into one of our single origin coffees or pick up a little treat for yourself. We have something for everyone, so check it out. Also, find us in the usual places, YouTube, Instagram. We're always there sharing amazing things. All right, that's it. Thanks everyone for being awesome. We'll be back next week.